Page 240. D. Fighting fires and saving lives. Firefighters.
One of the most interesting things about the fire service is the variety of work you get to do. The main calls are separated into two areas. Medical, where you'd go to help someone with a medical problem or who has been involved in a car accident or some other accident. Then there are the fire calls, where there typically would be a house or a car on fire or some sort of technical rescue where a worker was caught in some machinery or somebody who has been excavating and has been caught in a trench that has collapsed on them. There is such a wide variety, and the training that goes along with that is as varied as the emergencies are themselves. We use fire trucks and fire engines. The fire engine has a hose and water on it, so they would put out the fire. The fire truck has ladders and more rescue tools on it. They work together, but do different jobs. The truck would go in and open up the building and search for people. It is more geared towards rescue and has heavy machinery to tear cars apart, to open walls and cars, whereas the engine would put the fire out.
A normal work day.
Everybody who works at Vancouver Fire Department in Washington State works 24 hours. We come in at 7 o'clock in the morning. The first thing we do is exchange information with the crew that is going off their shift. Then we check the equipment. We check every piece of equipment that is on the rig every day. Next, we have breakfast before we do the basic house duties, which is cleaning the station. We empty the garbage, sweep the floors, and vacuum every day. Then we usually do some training. But every day is different. Sometimes we have a lot of calls, and by the end of the day, you haven't even had the chance to do the basic chores. At noon, we take lunch for an hour. In between, after every call, we have to do a report. Sometime in the afternoon, we will shop for dinner. We'll all pitch in $5 and make a huge community meal. Everybody cooks and eats together at the table like a family. After dinner, we all clean up, and it's your own time. Maybe you have a report to catch up on or a project to work on. By that time, everybody's got their bed made. We have a big communal dorm, and some guys go to bed at 8. Others stay up to 1 or 2 in the morning watching TV or talking. Sometimes we can sleep almost all night without any calls. We feel pretty lucky then. Other nights, we're up every hour.
Staying fit.
We are required to work out an hour a day. There is a huge workout room here. It is important to be fit, and every year we do a complete blood and lung function test. They put us on a treadmill and hook us up to a heart monitor and do a stress test where they monitor how our hearts are working. They also test our hearing and vision. Having a hearing problem or poor eyesight could be fatal in our job.
Saving lives.
A paramedic is someone who is trained by a doctor to be their hands and their eyes so that the emergency room can extend out in the community. In the USA, they are often firefighters. They take care of people who have been injured or sick, like the doctor would have done if he or she had been there. Paramedics is a very narrow field, and that field is emergency medicine. They are not like nurses, who have a very long training, and they study many more things than paramedics do. They deal only with things that are life-threatening, and they are trained to handle those situations like the emergency doctor would. The ambulance, which we call a mobile intensive care unit, is designed as a small hospital room so that we can continue to care for the patient while we are on our way to the real hospital and the real doctor. We are the first step in the life-saving team, which consists of nurses in the emergency room, doctors, surgeons, and all of the people who do the tests and x-rays and that sort of thing. But first of all, we need to get there, which involves using the lights and sirens, reading maps, being able to operate computers, and being able to read what the 911 emergency dispatchers are giving us for information. When we get there, we interview the patient, we get the medical history, we evaluate which medications they are taking at home, which tells us something about what has been wrong with them in the past. We then do a physical examination. We take their vital signs, the blood pressure, pulse, and respiration. We do an ECG, or a 12-lead ECG, which tells us which part of the heart is being damaged. Then we transmit it to the hospital, and we let them know that we are coming, so they can activate a team while we are on our way. We can also assess how well the blood is being saturated with oxygen and evaluate how much carbon dioxide is being produced. If their heart stops, we can provide electrical shock or medications to start it up again. We can do intubations, which are putting a tube in their lungs so that we can breathe for them. Then we have to pick them up in a way that allows them to be moved to the ambulance and then take them to the hospital. Most of the time, when we save a life, it isn't by starting the heart back up. It is recognizing that the person is having a medical problem and being able to fix it before the heart stops. Like in most countries that have a pre-hospital care system, we are the safety net for those who do not have the economic means to afford a doctor. Here, we have an insurance system, and people have to either have an insurance that helps them pay for medical care, or they have to pay for it themselves. If they can't afford it, they call 911 and have the paramedics come out and give them some advice on what to do. There are two kinds of ambulances. One that is paid for in advance through taxes. Ambulances that do not have that system can charge $800 to $1,000 to go from the house to the hospital. Then the hospital would charge another $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 for the emergency room visit, and then whatever it costs for them to stay in the hospital. It's not unusual for people to have a $10,000 or $20,000 hospital bill. That is why insurance is so important here. If you do not have insurance, it may ruin you economically.